This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Crews are still out tackling hotspots at the SPS Technologies factory that went up in flames 3 days ago. And while residents are allowed back home and most schools are open again, there are lingering concerns. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Abington Township.
Through the night and into the morning, a ladder truck blasted water down at the middle of the SPS building. Officials say this is a long-term effort to get all the hotspots out, and demolition crews will help. In the meantime, officials say the air and water are safe, and testing will continue for the foreseeable future. Now, some who live and work around here are masking just in case. Candace Marcolina, who initially left with her two dogs to stay with family, came back and was worried about the smell, but she says there is less of it.
The odor has gotten so much better. Yeah, the odor was really bad. I had headaches the first day. It was like a rubbery, chemical-y smell.
And she's back to work at Lightbridge Academy, the daycare, which is right by SPS.
They said they got all the clearances.
SPS sent a message to the community thanking first responders. The company also says it's trying to understand the full extent of the damage, and it now has a hotline for residents who have questions or concerns. That number is at kywnewsradio.com. In Abington, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
One of the most wanted men in Camden County is back in New Jersey after being apprehended in Mexico. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the story.
42-year-old Brian J. Rivers of Gloucester Township had evaded arrest for nearly 6 years. Officials charged him with first-degree aggravated sexual assault and a dozen other offenses for crimes they say he committed against a child in Gloucester Township between 2012 and 2018. Since then, Rivers had been a fugitive from the law, and an investigation by U.S. Marshals found he was in Mexico. Marshals worked in collaboration with Mexican authorities to take Rivers into custody in the city of Puebla, about 80 miles southeast of Mexico City, on February 11th. The next day, Rivers, one of the Camden County Prosecutor's Office's most wanted fugitives, was extradited back to New Jersey. He has a detention hearing scheduled for Friday at the Camden County Hall of Justice. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's one of Mayor Sherelle Parker's biggest priorities, building 30,000 units of housing in her first term. But where will the money come from? Where will they be built? None of that has been worked out yet. So Parker has signed an executive order creating a panel to advise her on how to reach her goal. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Mayor Parker says she's actually been working on her housing initiative since before her term started.
We convened industry experts through our housing transition team, which developed a policy paper to guide the early actions of the administration.
Those actions included securing funding and cutting the ribbon on new units through existing city housing programs. This next phase space Parker has dubbed Housing Opportunities Made Easy, or HOME. It involves cutting red tape to add units more quickly, but the details will be worked out by committee.
We are bringing the best and the brightest and the experts, the project users, the implementers, the builders, everyone who is doing the work. They're going to be at the table.
Parker is giving them 30 days. She also announced the appointment of a chief housing and urban development officer, a new position. The mayor said she'd address costs in her budget next month, despite signs that federal housing funds may vanish. She said she's not worried. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
New Jersey Transit's new president says the agency is pushing forward on plans to build the Glassboro-Camden light rail line. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more from Rowan University.
There's no time to waste on a generational opportunity to develop an EDS and MEDS corridor in South Jersey, according to New Jersey Transit President and CEO Chris Calori.
As Rowan begins to grow, as Rutgers Camden begins to grow, as the hospital systems in the area begin to grow, as employers begin to migrate here, we are going to need a system that can rival that of North Jersey and that of Europe. That's why GCL is important.
Calori says he's open to hearing concerns from towns and residents who fear this will disturb their peace and quiet, noting that there are new technologies that could help create quiet corridors.
The only thing I'm going to ask is that we all keep an open mind on why this is so central, because investments like this come once in a century.
The design phase for the project is about 30% complete, and it'll be very similar to the river line. The Delaware River Port Authority will lead the project development, and Calori wants to see significant progress happen this year. At Rowan, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.